brave individual, tractor trailer, with his legs on the trailer being off the ground about 3 inches. Talk about lazy.
Didn't quite get that, WTJKT.
Trailer pulling the container, the chassis that had the container on it, the support legs were about 3 inches off the pavement as he's driving down the highway. This is lazy or stupid, I'm not sure which.
It's like those legs that they crank down on the trailer when they want to get the truck out from under it.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, the landing gear. Didn't crank them up.
Over says railroad tracks.
You don't have to do railroad tracks. You hear all the bumps going from one road to another.
And over in Seneca, between Seneca and Walhalla, the trucks are constantly getting stuck on the railroad tracks. Big trucks, and nevertheless.
Not going that way.
Go ahead, Leon.
I was just saying, I got a radar for those kind of signs. I see those and say, nope, not going that way. Oh, just got to find my new parking spot. They've taken mine. All right, guys, I'm at work. Y'all have a great day. 73, KD4, IOX.
73, Leon. Have an awesome, safe day. KN4, TFW.
Great day, W2JKT.
Hey, Leon, have a great day.
Hey, Eric, I saw a video, and the truck's going down the road, and the sign clearly says that the bridge is at 11 foot 6. And, I mean, it just keeps on going, and, buddy, he didn't quite make it.
Channel for that bridge, I think they raised it to 11 foot 8 now or something.
Pulled in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 73. I hope you have an awesome day. And then be safe out there, and I look forward to catching you again. KN4 TFW.
KN KO4 HKX.
Great day, W2JKT. Never seen that one, but you can watch that, you know, watch videos on that channel for hours, just watching trucks and RVs and you name it just slam right into that bridge.
Seen it. It's pretty comical sometimes just to watch people not paying any attention at all. I mean, not like you can't notice it.
And they raised the bridge up as much as they could without messing up the railroad tracks. I forget what the new height is. It still doesn't make the 13.6, but I think they were able to raise it like a few inches at least to try to help out. But yeah, it's just a really bad deal, and so many people hit that thing.
It's constantly being hit, and there's several low bridges and underpasses over here in Greenville that you have to watch out for.
That's when I'm pulling my camper, because I think my camper is 11.8, and so I know I would hit some stuff if I tried it.
A tall camper is 11.8, because I'm 12 foot. Exactly, I say 12.6 just to leave myself a little bit of leeway, but I can fit in a 12 foot door just barely.
With the rooftop air conditioners on it, because they're both about 10 inches tall.
There's a low pro rooftop air on my truck.
Taylor, it's, 11.8 is what they spec, so it's probably a little shorter than that, but, they're going to publish a spec that's a little taller just to, absolve themselves of liability.
Most of those things like that, they'll build in like 6 inches leeway just to help out with that exact situation.
Well, I'll have to just measure it now that I'm curious what the actual is, because I can measure from the ground up to the top of the dome easily enough, and then just measure from the top of the dome to the top of the air conditioner, and that'll give me a total height.
Pardon me if it's that high. It's just, you don't think about a camper being that tall compared to, like, this truck. So, yeah. But, I mean, some of the toy haulers that go way up in the back, I mean, they got to be right at 13 feet.
Well, as I I've seen these days are the full profile. They call it a full profile fifth wheel, and it's 13.6 at the very top. They get every inch they can, and it's definitely the tallest you can legally make it to get the headroom in it.
And when you walk into one of those, the inside of it's huge, and you're like, why do you need that much head space? That's just more room to heat. I mean, it makes it feel bigger than it really is, but I get what they're going for. But, yeah, it's crazy. And I have seen YouTube videos where guys with those campers are taking down covers for gas stations and running into them. And then it collapses and takes down, flattens the camper and everything. So that would not be good.
You know, campers are built out of tissue paper, and if you sneeze on them hard enough, they'll collapse. But, I've seen some of those where this guy took down this, he used a drive-through to bank, I think, and took down the whole canopy. But a buddy of mine, I built a battery for him. He's on a YouTube channel quite often, called Five to Go, but he bought this custom fifth wheel out in Kansas or Nebraska somewhere, and the damn thing is fully 50 feet long, and he and his family live in this thing full time, and they just bum around the country, but 50 feet long, and it's, you know, every bit of the height that you can get out of it, and the inside's super nice. I mean, it feels like a house when you're in that thing, so I can get what they're going for, but yeah, it's huge and expensive, and it's, you know, tough to maintain, and man, you hit something and everything's wrong.
If you're going to have one of those, you got to be paying real close attention. That's like I have to pay real close attention, especially, believe it or not, the trees in the county don't get trimmed properly, and they are a real danger to the trucks, because, I mean, they'll open one side of these trucks up and nothing flat.
Anyway, the repeater's getting scratchy now. It doesn't typically do it this far north, but I had trouble getting in this morning, so I guess the propagation, you know, just isn't going our way today. But I hope you have a good day, Patrick. I'll catch you tomorrow morning on my way in, or maybe this afternoon on the way home. Have a good day, man. Talk to you later. This is WTUJKT. You'll be clear on your final.
Hey, that's a good timing. I just pulled in where I'm going, so... You have a safe day, or safe trip on in, and have a great day, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.